Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
This is the song Cool from West Side Story that we were talking about. So jazz influenced. So beautifully performed on stage. Thanks to the great work of the choreographer, Julio Mongay, who not only choreographs this show, this particular show of West Side Story, but he is choreographing the new film version of West Side Story that'll be coming out, I believe it's next year, that Steven Spielberg is putting out with Ansel Elgort and Rachel Zegler in the lead roles for that show. So it's something to look forward to, but just one of the amazing, amazing parts of the show. On our WGN-TV morning news, about a week or so ago, the two stars of the lyric opera version stopped by the studio to chat with us and perform. Corey Cott, Michaela Bennett, talking about the show and visiting with us.
Hello, Dean.
Hello there, you guys. So one of the most popular stage musicals of all time is headed back to Chicago. West Side Story will be performed at the Incredible Lyric Opera beginning May 3rd. It'll run through June the 2nd, and we are joined by the two stars of the show, Corey Cott, who plays Tony, and Kayla Bennett, who is Maria. Welcome. Nice to have you both here with us today.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So talk to me a little bit about, you know, you're stepping into these roles for this classic show. Is it a little bit intimidating for you?
It's actually quite exciting, especially to be doing this at Lyric Opera of Chicago. We were just talking about how it's both of our first time doing the full show in its entirety. We've both done concert versions where we've done all the music, but to finally be able to do the real thing, it's so exciting.
Yeah, how about for you, Corey?
Yeah, you know, I mean, these are two of the most iconic characters of all time, based, you know, famously on Romeo and Juliet. So to get to sing one of the most iconic, probably my favorite musical theater score of all time, on such an iconic stage, too. It's personally the biggest indoor stage I've ever performed on. Performed in all over the world.
And I'm told that this is one of the biggest casts ever, with performers and musicians. I mean, very lyric opera style, doing it huge.
Absolutely.
But it's going to be quite the spectacle to see, as it sounds like.
Yeah, we have around 42, 43-piece orchestra. We have an amazing chorus. I mean, it's going to be quite...
100 musicians.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
In total.
That's
on
amazing.
Stage.
And not to mention some of the most classic songs of all time. You are about to hear one of them, West Side Story, at Lyric Opera of Chicago, May 3rd through June 2nd. See West Side Story, Chicago. Take it away.
Just an address, a place for me to live. was just a world is a storm to
get a little sense of the power of their voices. Michaela Bennett is Maria. Corey Cott is Tony in West Side Story, that's at the Civic Opera House through June the 2nd. And you can get ticket information at westsidestorychicago.com. By the way, it's the performance with 25-minute intermission, 2 hours and 25 minutes. So, you know, if you're trying to plan out your time, or, you know, do you think your kids can sit through it? There were quite a few kids who were at this production yesterday. Some fell asleep. I did notice when, you know, the little kids, you know, fell asleep. That's a lot of attention span for them. But everyone really, you know, huge standing ovation for the show yesterday. West Side Story at Lyric Opera. Loved it. It is 10:56. Let's take a quick break. We'll update news coming up. And talk James Beard Awards coming up next on WGN.